Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number 2 of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls, and still have to talk about immigration, amongst other things. But first, let's go to Carl in Montreal. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Carl in Montreal.
I like that analogy with the Nazi Gestapo and the immigration service.
Yeah, there's a lot of scary similarities, that's for sure. What's on your mind tonight, Carl?
Well, back in 2000 when Bush was running, I made some analogies of Bush and Hitler because of his grandfather, Prescott Bush's ties to the Nazi regime. And I drew Bush holding up an American flag instead of having 50 stars, it had 50 swastikas on it, and telling people not to vote for Bush. And I got harassed by the Secret Service for passing those out.
Nice.
The George Bush and the Fourth Reich.
Now, didn't Prescott Bush, wasn't he involved in financing something about the Nazis?
Yes, yes. His bank was confiscated under the Trading with the Enemy Act.
Wow.
Yeah, and also invested in companies like IG Farben, and I think there was another company that also produced the gas or chemicals that the Nazis used in the concentration camps.
Really?
Yes. That's where he got most of his money before he invested in oil and, like, Zapata Oil and these other companies.
That's pretty shocking, Carl.
Yeah. But I've been making these today, too, and passing them around, and they don't like it very much, depicting Bush as a Nazi and with him holding a flag with 50 swastikas on it.
Well, too bad for them. You know what? Freedom of speech still exists to some extent here in this country, and you should still be able to exercise it as much as they might not like it. Thanks for the call, Carl. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Will in Hawaii on the Amplifier line. Hello, Will.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
I had a couple comments about some stories, and then I actually had a question, well, about them directed to Tom in New Hampshire.
Okay, let's do the comments, and then this is total coincidence, but Tom in New Hampshire is on the line. I want to get your comments out first, and then we'll bring him on here in a moment.
Okay, great. Okay, the first was, I think last week you guys had discussed the story of a new junior police officer who had been ordered by one of his supervisors to tase an infirm old guy, and he just flat-out refused the order and ended up being...
He was fired. He was terminated.
Right. He was suspended from the force for that.
Right.
Or forced to resign, whatever. And I'm just wondering, I mean, because basically he sounds like he's one of the good guys. I'm just wondering if Tom would think that he's also one of the cops that should be shot, like all the other ones he seems to think should be shot.
Oh, okay. I thought you had other points you wanted to get out first.
Yeah. That's one point I wanted to make. And then another point was last Friday, you guys had talked about a few stories of people kind of, I guess, rising up against bureaucrats, you know, the story of the killdozer, and I guess a guy in New Hampshire who was having a bunch of problems with the local zoning board and ended up taking out several of them.
Yeah, Carl Draga.
Time, I believe it's 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and kind of commenting that as the police get more and more insane and out of control, that these types of stories are going to be happening more and more often.
Yes.
And I think some cops, you know, as these types of stories happen, I mean, the good ones might be, you know, whoa, maybe we aren't really doing the right thing. But I think for a lot of cops, it might just kind of galvanize them against people like that and like, oh, those people are bad, you know.
Yes, it would. Absolutely.
Yeah, we should, you know, even, you know, any cop that, you know, gets taken out in the line of fire, you know, with a hero, and, you know, we should really take those people out because they're, you know, they're breaking the law.
Right, which is why we always, I mean, when Tom calls in, we always point out that initiating violence on the state is only going to make them want to initiate more violence back on you, and, you know, violence begets violence, and so on and so forth. It's a nasty little process, and you are absolutely right. They believe that they're doing the right thing, and that anybody that is initiating force on them is a criminal, and they will crack heads.
Yeah.
And
I think it's going to become more like a war situation where, you know, us versus them. And, you know, violence is really never the answer. I think education is really the only solution.
I totally agree with that. All I was pointing out is that the more violent the police get, the more likely it is that the average person will not put up with it anymore and indeed become violent. I don't think that's the correct solution. I just believe that's the likely situation. Because
I agree with you. Yeah, and then, but then the cops will probably even get even more out of control because of that.
They can only you can only back somebody into a corner so far before they decide to lash out at you. And I think that's it was more of a word of caution to the police than anything else. I don't want it to get there. I don't want that to happen. I don't want, you know, a martial law in the streets. I don't want the police to be fearing every, you know, potential violence to come from any particular direction from any random citizen that's walking down the street. I don't want that situation where I live. But I just feel like if the police continue to increase the amount of violence they use on us, it's going to come back around to bite them.
It seems like that's the kind of situation that Tom wants to encourage, though.
That does seem to be what Tom is encouraging.
Up against policemen.
And speaking of Tom in New Hampshire, let's bring him online here. Tom in New Hampshire, you're on with Will in Hawaii. Now, Will, can you just recap your question for Tom?
Well, okay. I guess my question was kind of twofold, whether he thought the cop that had gotten suspended from the force for refusing an order by his supervisor to tase an old man was whether he was he's one of the cops that should be taken out, like whether you think that. And well, I guess go ahead and that's my first question.
Okay, well, obviously the cop is still an enemy officer. Okay, I mean, during the Revolutionary War, there weren't good redcoats and bad redcoats. There were only, I mean, the redcoats. And during the Battle of Bunker Hill, you ain't got time to worry about whether you happen to see that particular redcoat do anything to anybody. These are enemy combatants in time of combat. And there's certainly total justification in wasting.
They're only enemies in the sense that they're being paid by force, basically extracting tax money by force. I mean, do you think that bureaucrats working at the DMV are enemy combatants as well, or just the police officers?
They're not in the business of grabbing innocent people, handcuffing them, forcing them into patrol cars against their will, and delivering them to the
government. It didn't sound like this cop was that kind of cop either, though.
Well, they are.
Don't you think you should handle each cop on a case-by-case basis?
See, they're all free to go get a job and work for a living instead of upholding and enforcing the unjust laws of an unjust government. And they don't get their
pay. Well, again, it doesn't sound like this cop does want to do that. So it seems like you're not drawing any kind of distinction at all between different cops.
Well, in order to get their badge, they have to raise their right hand and solemnly threaten that they will, to the best of their ability, uphold and enforce the unjust laws of an unjust government, which entails
don't they swear an oath to the Constitution
against innocent people?
Don't they swear an oath to defend the Constitution?
They do, but the Constitution. I mean, defending the Constitution involves doing things like enforcing unjust laws. I mean,
they swear an oath.
Can you give me an example of how the Constitution does that?
Well, now we all know that the Constitution's a pretty well-written document, but it's been ignored by the government. And as I understand it, the police tend to swear an oath to both the Constitution and to the state. So they don't really teach the Constitution in police classes. I spoke with a police officer recently who made it very clear to me that there was no sort of covering the Constitution, which, of course, they are against swearing an oath to. You'd think they'd at least spend a week or something.
A half day.
Yeah, half a day. No, they didn't even bother spending a half an hour on the Constitution. So their allegiance is to the state, first and foremost.
You know what? I've got a great idea for a charity event. Tom mud wrestling a cop of his choice.
That would be awesome, and I know just the cop who would do that.
Anyway, hello?
We wouldn't hang up on you, Tom.
Oh, yes, you would. Anyway.
Yes, we would.
You're right, we would. Thanks for the call, Tom. 800-259-9231. And, Will, thank you for the question. We appreciate
it.
800-259-9231. He was asking for that one.
Tom's so articulate. I love the statement. I don't mean that, but you know, there's no such thing as a good red coat.
Hilarious. Please, we don't endorse violence. Please don't use violence against the state. state, it's just going to get violence brought back down on you tenfold. And
don't shoot our oppressive overlords, please.
Then you'll be dead. We have to figure out more creative ways. We should not lower ourselves to their level. Okay?
Keep the moral high ground.
We're better than that. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free, no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. message, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with
Ed Wayne
and Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The wiki's there, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and edit the wiki or just surf around. wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Talking about immigration, I mentioned that something has been happening to certain farm jobs. You know the whole sales point from the anti-immigration zealots on the one of their stronger points, at least it sounds strong, it's based on bunk economics, but one of their strongest sounding points is that they're coming here and taking our jobs, as though there's this huge line of white boys that are just waiting to get into the fields to pick tomatoes and stuff.
Where are them tomatoes at?
Yeah. Go ahead, pay me 30 cents a bushel. That's a great way to make a living. So as though there's this huge amount of Americans just waiting to get these farm jobs. Well, as it turns out, what's actually happening now that the federal government is really cracking down on businesses, because we've read story after story of businesses being raided by ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department, them separating families, taking immigrants, taking them out of the country, deporting them back to Mexico or wherever it is that they came from, and ruining the business owners' livelihood as well, because they're putting out products. Many of these are factories that are being raided at this point. They're putting out products, and half of their staff gets arrested. So it's a mess, and it's certainly un-American, the idea that the government can just come into your business and demand to see the papers of all of your employees. That's one thing. But what are the economic consequences of this? Well, it turns out that some farmers are moving their operations out of the country. So now we're going to be outsourcing farms as a result of this immigration enforcement. According to the New York Times, in Celaya, Mexico, Steve Scaroni, a farmer from California, looked across a luxuriant field of lettuce here in central Mexico and liked what he saw. Full-strength crews of Mexican farm workers with no immigration problems. Farming since he was a teenager, Mr. Scaroni, who's 50, built a $50 million business growing lettuce and broccoli in California's Imperial Valley, relying on the hands of immigrant workers, most of them Mexicans, and many probably in the United States illegally. But early last year, he began shifting part of his operation to rented fields in Celaya, Mexico. Now some 500 Mexicans tend his crops in Mexico, where
fields are pretty cheap in Mexico.
I imagine they are, where they run no risk of deportation. So there's no armed gang of ICE thugs running through the fields, checking people's papers or anything like that. He isn't having nothing to fear anymore now that he's moved he started to move his operation.
And what are happening to his fields now in America?
I'd imagine they're sitting there.
Sitting there vacant. Nothing going on.
Well, he hasn't moved his whole operation yet. He's begun to move his operation there, and I imagine that if he's getting good results, he'll probably move more of it down there. He says, I'm as American red blood as it gets, but I'm tired of fighting the fight on the immigration issue. You know what? That's just it. These businessmen, they're in business to do business.
Right. They're not here to argue with you about American jobs. They're not here to argue with you about it's our birthright as American citizens. They're not here to argue any of that. They just want to make money by selling products that people need. Products that the same people that complain about Mexicans buy and enjoy. They don't offer to pay more at the grocery store, because that's what you would pay if you had a bunch of... If you want me to go out and pick fruits and vegetables, I'll be happy to do so.
$40 an hour.
Oh, I'm not going to do it for $40.
Do it for more than that?
Yeah, you're going to have to pay me $150 to get me...
Wow.
Yeah, $150.
That's a pricey apple.
A year.
But let's just say it's somebody who would work at Walmart ordinarily, and they go and they decide they want to work outside for the summer. Still, $10 an hour is a lot of money to pay somebody to pick vegetables.
It's a lot of money.
That would drive the price of food up astronomically.
So this guy is starting to move his business over. A sense of crisis prevails among American farmers who rely on immigrant laborers, more so since legislation in the United States Senate failed in June and authorities announced a crackdown on employers of illegal immigrants. An increasing number of farmers have been testing the alternative of raising crops across the border, where many of the workers are, according to growers and lawmakers in the United States. or where many of the workers are, according to the growers and the lawmakers. Western Growers, an association representing farmers in California and Arizona, conducted an informal telephone survey of its members in the spring. 12 large agribusinesses that acknowledged having operations in Mexico reported a total of 11,000 workers there. Said Tom Nassif, the Western Growers president, it seems there's a bigger rush to Mexico and elsewhere, who said Americans were also farming in countries in Central America. Precise statistics aren't readily available on American farming in Mexico because growers seek to maintain a low profile for their operations abroad. But one senator from California displayed a map on the Senate floor in July locating more than 46,000 acres that American growers are cultivating in just two Mexican states, Guanajuato and Baja California. Farmers are renting the land in Mexico. They don't want us to know that, she said. She predicted that more American farmers would move to Mexico for the ready workforce and lower wages. They probably pay them less in Mexico than they pay them to pick the fruit in America.
I'm sure they do.
Because there the competition's probably hot and heavy for these farm jobs.
Housing probably doesn't cost as much there either.
They don't have to jump any fences or hop in any trucks and pay to get up here.
Right. They would have been happy to keep their operations here in America had they been allowed to operate undisturbed by this intrusive, oppressive federal government. But this is what happens. It happens in the farming industry. It happens in the manufacturing industry. It happens in telephone support. Anything that you can take and move outside of this country that the government has decided to sort of crack down on and increase regulations on and increase taxes on and increase all their absurd rules on, you know what? Screw it. Why should I bother doing business here in America when I can do it across the border and not have to pay as much in rent and not have to pay as much for the employees, and I can continue bringing my products to market in America? At least they haven't gone so far as to say, that's it, no more importing fruits and vegetables from around the world. All fruits and vegetables must be grown here in the United States. Of course, that would be the absurd conclusion that the government would come to as it comes across this news. What's that? People are moving their businesses out of America? Oh, that's just un-American. We must crack down. We must prevent all fruits and veggies from coming here. It all must be grown here from now on. You want to talk about increasing the prices of the produce?
You know, and that's real live isolationism. Often I'm accused of being an isolationist simply by suggesting that we should bring the troops home from the 131 nations that we're in.
That's right. But, and that's not isolationism.
No, that's, you know, it's just bringing the troops. It's what every other country is doing. That's all.
Isolationism is when you want to have everyone buy products from your country, and you slap tariffs on imported goods,
right.
And that's isolationism. Trading with everybody is not isolationism. It's getting our troops out and stop ticking people off around the world. That's another story, and that's what we're talking about here.
Exactly right. In the past, some Americans have planted south of the border to escape spiraling land prices and to ensure year-round deliveries of crops they can produce only seasonally in the United States. But in the last 3 years, Mr. Nassif and other growers said labor uncertainties have become a major reason why more farmers have begun shifting to Mexico. While there are benefits for Mexico, as American farmers bring the latest technology and techniques to the rich soil of its northern regions, American farm state economists say that thousands of middle-class jobs supporting agriculture are being lost in the United States. Well, boo flippin' who. This is what you get. You want to increase regulations? You want to make it more difficult to do business in America? They'll just take their business somewhere else.
True.
1-800-259-9231. What are all you immigration control zealots think about this, huh? How do you feel about this? This is Free Talk Live. I'd love to hear from you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know how cheap you can go with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the sweet ping of wind chimes on your patio. Uh-oh, you're not on your patio, but in your car? Then there's nothing sweet about that ping. When I come back, we'll face the music. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. The ping of a grandfather clock may sound comforting, but coming from your engine, it's bad news. Pinging is an abnormal form of combustion in your engine cylinders that causes shock waves, which produce that metallic sound. Increasing the octane of gas to reduce pingings like taking cough drops for bronchitis. The symptoms mask, but the underlying problems and potential damage to sensors, emission systems, and even the onboard computer just increases. So heed that little ping before it becomes the gong of expensive repairs. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including updates. Get on the list. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Sent out an update this week, in fact, announcing our new auction. Auctioning off the second banner on the website. It's the second banner from the top. You'll get it for an entire month if you are the top bidder. And all you have to do to bid is go to auction.freetalklive.com. Currently, the auction is sitting at all of $17.50.
Now, that's the highest available position. The person who has the top isn't letting go. Is that correct?
The person who has the top is locked in.
SACL CAI.
That's correct.
Okay. And they're not going anywhere, people. SACL's going to be there. So this is the highest position you're going to be able to get. Don't wait around.
Right. So so place your bid. There's only like 4 days left on this thing. Auction.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I'm calling you from the floor of the Republican debate in Durham, New Hampshire.
That's pretty exciting.
Nice.
Our man on the inside, Dave, I know that you were out there early today, and so you've probably seen a lot. What's the recap so far?
Tell you what, it's a very productive day. I made Fox News Channel. Looks like I, you know, made the Concord Monitor and a couple other papers. I've kind of lost track.
Wow.
But just, you know, standing out there with a sign and a gadget flag and a V mask.
Now, were you interviewed by Fox News or just shot by them in regards to the video?
Oh, no. I
shooting.
Just ran up behind the reporter while they were doing a live shot and held the Ron Paul sign. We were way in the background. We weren't disruptive or anything.
Yeah.
But apparently, I heard they didn't like it.
Of course they didn't.
Poor babies. So what else is going on?
Well, let's see.
How big is the crowd? What are the percentage of Ron Paul supporters versus the other guys?
I didn't make any attempt to count today, but it looks like a rough repeat of the last one at St. Anselm's in Manchester. It seemed like the Ron Paul people made up maybe a third of the general, all the different supporters put together, but I'm not sure.
Not too shabby. So what else do you have to share with us, Dave?
It looks like there's about 20,000 people inside the arena right now. Maybe I'm overestimating. I don't really know how to count large crowds. It's more like 15,000, actually.
Okay.
And so Dr. Paul will be on, I guess, pretty shortly. I think they closed the doors just a few minutes ago, or at least they were supposed to. And we'll just see how he does. But it seemed like we were getting a lot of positive response from people walking past and seeing the Ron Paul sign.
Great. So even the people that weren't overtly in support of Ron Paul, as far as they weren't wearing T-shirts and signs and that sort of, or holding signs, they were saying positive things to you.
That was the impression I got, was a positive response for the most part.
Good deal. And now you're on the inside. The debate, I guess, starts at 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And, of course, I don't know. I would never really recommend watching these things because, what is there going to be, nine people in this debate? Is that how many? I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 podiums, it looks like.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing is, when you come to these, you've got to scream for Ron Paul. You can't just clap. You must scream or whistle.
Okay, that's important advice. And Dave, let us know how it goes, and thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. And thanks for being out there. I know that he left a message on the Porcupine 411 service this morning. I think it was around 11 o'clock. So he has been out there all day long promoting Ron Paul at the University of New Hampshire, and that's great.
That's the kind of dedication we have here in New Hampshire.
We just have the most amazing activists. I mean, whether or not they're working for Ron Paul or they're doing something else entirely, the dedication, the activism is unsurpassed here in New Hampshire. If you want the best of the best as far as activism is concerned, you need to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So what I was going to say is I don't recommend anybody bother watching the debate because there's 8 people up on stage. It used to be 10. Now I guess a couple guys have dropped out. And I saw a picture on the Drudge Report today of Brownback. I guess he's one of the Republicans. He came to some public forum that they'd set up for him at St. Anselm's College here in New Hampshire, and the picture was taken from the stage, so you could see the Republican guy talking to the crowd. The crowd consisted of 3 to 4 people.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine how you'd feel if you showed up for a big, big to-do, a big event that was promoted, and people were supposedly knew that you were coming to talk to them, and like 3 people showed up?
I admire him for trying.
Your chances of winning don't sound good.
No.
So anyway, you have to listen to these other jackballs spout off their big government nonsense for an hour and a half or however long it is, and then you only get treated to Ron Paul every so often because they, in the past debates, they haven't even let him answer all the questions. When they go from candidate to candidate, they'll just bounce over Ron Paul. Well, because that's how they are.
The idea is that they base the candidates' popularity on phone polls, and that's how much time they're going to give them on air. At least that's what ABC did.
Yeah, bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the more people drop out,
God knows Americans wouldn't want to hear about candidates that they haven't heard of before.
Exactly. Please stop making decisions for us, news people. We'll make our own decisions. Let them all have a say. And then they're going to, more going to drop out. That Brownback guy, I'm sure he's not going to last much longer with 3 people coming to his meetings. They're going to drop out, and that means Ron Paul's inevitably going to have to get more FaceTime. So, all in good time. We'll be patient. In the meantime, we go to the phones to talk to Carlos in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, Carlos.
Hi, guys. I wanted to bring up the subject of that Circuit City issue the other day.
Yes, the issue about not just Circuit City, but electronic specialty stores checking receipts of customers on the way out the door. A lot of people get very upset about it. I think that they're making much ado about nothing. In fact, I think that consumers should be pleased that these companies are checking receipts at the door because it keeps prices low and it helps deter theft, and that's something that I think we all want.
Well, I'm one of the jerks that won't show his receipt, and I'll tell you why, and I also have proof that it doesn't deter theft.
Okay.
I don't get upset about it. In fact, how you read the letter was the guy said, no, thank you. And that's what I've always said. And mostly for me, it's inconvenient. It happens a lot at Fry's Electronics, which I have to go to for my job at least weekly. And I don't want to stand in line for a long time and then go stand in line to get out of the store again because there's usually a bunch of people waiting there to show the receipt.
I've never seen that ever in any store that checks receipts.
It's predominantly at Fry's, and I haven't run into the line at Best Buy or Circuit City because they're just not as busy.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with this place you're talking about, but I'll take your word for it.
It's mostly a Western thing. It's a really large electronics store.
Okay.
And but with Circuit City and Best Buy, they do it randomly, and they, I believe they profile because just what I've seen, the people that they stop, and when I've been stopped when I'm not well-dressed, let's say.
So what if they do it?
I've been stopped and asked while in a suit.
I'm not saying it's always that way. It just seems like it is.
Okay.
But we do have the right to say no, thank you. And we didn't sign an agreement, Sam's Club. I signed an agreement saying they can check my receipt, and I'd gladly give it to them. But when I walk into Circuit City, I don't know if I'm going to get asked that time or not, and I haven't agreed to do that. And
don't you think, to some extent, since you know that Circuit City checks bags randomly, that you are agreeing to be randomly checked?
I really don't see it that way. If it happens one out of 20, 50 times, I guess it's just one of those risks. And because so far I've said no thank you and they just step away and let me walk out, my assumption is that's part of the agreement is they're going to ask, I'm going to say no thank you, and they're going to go on about their business.
Well, there wasn't ever an explicit agreement, Mark. You never did actually sign anything, nor was there any signage going on the way into the building. So I understand your position, and I see where you're coming from, but you said you have evidence that this checking policy doesn't actually do anything?
Yeah, in two ways.
All right, I want you to explain it here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231, because I find that hard to believe. I having 3.5 years working in the retail field and working fairly closely with loss control, I find that hard to believe. And we'll talk about it with Carlos here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Wall Bounds on the way. Wants to talk about landlords. You can bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-990-1878. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The place to go. The features for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should go and shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. I mean, you got to do the shopping anyway. To live life, you have to buy stuff. And in order to buy stuff, you usually have to go to the store and parking lots. Somebody's going to clip your car, and you know you'll
don't forget having your bag checked for against your receipt.
There's that too. And so there's all kinds of reasons to just go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. There's 41 categories. You can buy virtually anything that you're looking for, even used items. We'll get a percentage if you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go back to Carlos in Arizona. Carlos, you were about to tell us why you believe that you have evidence that the policy of checking people's receipts at the front door that you see in many specialty electronics retailers like your Best Buy, Circuit City, or Fry's, that you don't think that has any sort of deterrent effect on theft.
Yeah, and there's two ways that I've seen that. One is just social engineering, because I'm interested in how people react, and I'm constantly looking to monkey with whatever system is put in place, whether it's legal or at a store. I've watched and I've purposely given them, for example, I'll buy things personally and for my company on separate receipts. I'll hand them one receipt. They'll kind of look off, check off the receipt, and that's it.
Right.
Meanwhile, I have hundreds of dollars of other stuff that they didn't see.
Right. You've got a bunch of stuff in there and two different receipts, and so they're just looking at the receipt.
It could be written in Chinese. They wouldn't know the difference.
Right. It's very exactly. clear. It's very clear that they aren't, they're not very detail checking anybody that walks through. So I think that if they were to take the time to do that, then yes, you would have lines at the front door as people were trying to leave far more often than you do today. But what's your second point?
Well, the second point is I work in IT, and I used to specialize in setting up store security, general store integrated systems, and security was part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And one point you guys made was about photographing people, and there are plenty of systems out there that photograph both the cashier and the person when they do the transaction.
Excellent.
And the other part is I got to work with a lot of these loss control people and put cameras where they wanted to put them
mm-hmm.
and really see what they are looking for. And I just never got a sense from them that any of this was effective. They really find that the smart thief knows that he could just take off running.
Okay, what you have to understand here, Carlos, is you're confusing the professionals with the amateurs. And
well,
in the
right.
world with professional thieves, then, the professional thief sees all these things as a challenge. You know, he wants to overcome their security systems. He's not afraid. He's not deterred by them. And, he will do the research necessary into the security systems to figure out how to defeat them and that sort of thing. When you're dealing with professional thieves, it really doesn't matter how much security you put up. It's only a matter of time and effort to break through it. But as far as your average thief is concerned, the seething crackhead who's so, we talked about last night, the crackhead who's, wants to get high so bad he's willing to go and, steal some stuff from the local store in order to bring it to the dealer so he can get another hit of crack. These are not the professionals. These are the ones who will see these sorts of things, like the people at the door checking, like the cameras, and that will deter them from stealing from that store. It won't deter them from stealing. They'll just go to Kmart or some other place with less tight security, and they'll attempt their shoplifting from there. So I think that, it does deter theft. If it didn't, they wouldn't be doing it. They've obviously studied it. They found that it's effective. Does it deter the professionals? No. But does it deter the amateurs? You better believe it.
It may some of them, but remember that they still can't detain you and accuse you of theft until you've gone outside. And
that
so
is
they're
correct.
Doing this. They're doing this indoors, and I don't know. I don't know what kind of effective rate they're seeing. But the big thing that I found, like I said, if they were going to miss most of the products that I bought because they don't know what they are, they're electronic products.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
The point is it's appearances, and that's what the point is. It's not to actually inspect your receipts, unless, of course, they do suspect you of something, in which case they might take a little bit of extra time with you. But the point is to have someone at the door is the deterrent factor. To have someone who's at the door, in the case of Best Buy, hovering over, the security cameras, flipping through cameras and watching people, it reminds people that security is present, that stealing from this store is not going to be as easy from stealing from a store without the man standing up front, and it's just that extra layer of security that they've decided is necessary. So that's the point. And Carlos, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I just kind of wanted to ask Carlos if, he goes to Fry's, which apparently does do this checking more so than the rest of the stores, because Fry's has the lowest price. Well, the margin on electronics is very small. Does he like those low prices? One of the reasons they're able to give lower prices than everybody else is because they check at the door.
Right. We read an email last night from a Best Buy employee who was talking about this whole situation. He said that if they didn't have the security systems that they do, they might lose $5 million a year in products. Instead, they only lose $120,000 a year. Now, I don't know if he was actually quoting real numbers.
Probably most of that is employees.
That may have been speculative. I don't know. But nonetheless, there's a reason for this. Big corporations that have billions of dollars on the line, major money invested, they don't go about this lightly. They don't just sit around the board table and say, hey,
how can we screw with our customers?
Right, let's put somebody up front and harass our customers, and that might save us some money. No, what they do is they have test stores, and they take the test stores, and the test stores have been running a certain level of loss, a certain amount of shrinkage, as they call it in the business, and they look at those numbers, very hard numbers, because they have inventory on every single item on the shelves. And so when you go and you do inventory and the numbers don't match up, you've lost some items. And so it's very easy to determine how much you've lost. So they look at the numbers before the new security apparatus is implemented, and then they look at the numbers a few months after the new security apparatus is implemented. They compare the two, and they determine that this works. And they probably also interview customers as well, because that's an important factor. It is a bit of an inconvenience. But is it enough of an inconvenience to send for the customers to take their business elsewhere in enough of an amount to make a significant difference? Like, does the amount of money that they would lose from shrinkage equal the amount of money that they would lose from customers not coming back? You know, they factor all this stuff in. Sure. They look at these numbers.
And, you know, a lot of it is delivery, because if you have somebody checking receipts who's kind of gruff or accusatory,
right,
it's not good. You've got to have somebody who's friendly, who can
you don't want
much,
a bouncer.
Yeah, you don't want a bouncer, exactly. You want somebody friendly and personable who can just ask for it in a nice way and there's no offense. Personally, when people ask me for it, I say, oh, wow, you know, there's a lot of expensive stuff in the store. I can see why they asked me for that.
Absolutely.
And they're not government employees. It's a private business trying to protect their inventory.
Yeah, you'd be amazed at a couple of the calls we got last night. One guy was suggesting that this was part of the conditioning process. They're trying to condition you to be subservient to authority. And I'm thinking, wait, these aren't authorities. They're the guys at the door at the Best Buy. They're not an authority figure.
It's their property.
Right. You're on their property, you play by their rules. And if you don't want to play by their rules, then they should reserve the right to tell you, don't come back.
You got it.
Yes, you can leave. We can't check your receipt. We can't force you to give your receipt over to us because you did buy the products. But if you don't want to do it, then we'd rather you not come back. 1-800-259-9231. And I feel exactly the same way as you, Wayne. If that, you know, and it's always, I've always encountered a friendly guy. I'm sure there are some stores that make the mistake of putting a bouncer up there and intimidating people, but I've always encountered somebody with a smile on his face. He looked friendly. He just wanted to see my receipt, and I feel the exact same way. Please look at my receipt. I have no problem with this. It's keeping prices low. It's keeping the thieves out of the store. That's great.
I used to know this old Aikido master, and we used to go to different places socially. And he would say, watch this, and he would just cut through this big crowd, and he would smile at everybody and laugh and be real giddy, and nobody would even be offended that he was cutting right through the crowd. But then do it without
a smile. Go up front of the stage?
Yeah. Yeah, he would just do it as an experiment. He would show us how he would just go right through there and just smile at everybody and laugh, and nobody would say anything.
Awesome.
They just let him through there. But if he didn't do that, then, of course, people would be offended that he was cutting.
Sure.
And
we were here first. Offensive.
Yeah,
right.
We were here first.
It depends on the look on your face, and it really does.
Yeah.
In a lot of instances in life.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Wallbound in North Carolina. Wallbound, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, Mark?
Hey. Hey, guys.
Ian.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
Well, it's kind of like property issues and renter's rights.
Okay.
Here in North Carolina, you have no right, as far as renter's rights, that is.
Wow, I wish it was that way up here in New Hampshire. I think renter's rights is just total crap.
I know, but hey, your opinion.
We're going to get into it then, Wallbound.
Oh,
hang on.
All right.
We'll bring you back after the news. We'll talk about landlords versus renter's rights, because as a landlord, I don't like the idea of renter's rights very much. And Mark, you're a landlord as well. I'm sure you'll chime in here.
Well, renters have the rights they contract for.
Yeah, but not with the laws around that give them extra benefits. We'll talk about that and how really unfair it is. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions.